This year, about 2,700 Vermonters with developmental disabilities will receive what are known as home and community-based service waivers. The money is designed to keep residents with disabilities active in their local communities. The average benefit is $54,000 per person. But with demand for the waivers outpacing annual budget increases, state officials want new flexibility over the ways in which funds are allocated. Susan Wehry is the commissioner of the Department of Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living. She says proposed policy changes will deliver the fiscal nimbleness needed to resolve budgetary constraints. The families of the developmentally disabled, however, say the new authority could allow the Shumlin administration to make cuts to certain programs without prior notice or public input. A final decision on the proposal will come later this month. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld with the Times-Argus and Rutland Herald.